Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 11. And we're going to continue our teaching on the subject. We must know and understand the reality of the Word of God and the six principles of obtaining strong faith. Again, we must know and understand the reality of the Word of God and the six principles of obtaining strong faith. So if you found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I believe there are three points in this verse that we should take notice of. Point number one, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it is faith that pleases God. It's not prayer. It's not worship. It's not fellowship. Now, all those things are important, but the scripture tells us it is faith that pleases God. Amen. Then number two, it says, you must believe that God exists and that he is the only true and living God. So We must believe that he, the only true and living God. And finally, point number three, he rewards those who diligently seek him. Not those who haphazardly seek him, but those who diligently seek him. Those that are obedient to his word. Amen. Now, we always have new listeners to our program. So let me give you our six principles of obtaining strong faith. Principle number one, you must know and understand the reality of God's word. Again, you must know and understand the reality of God's word. Principle number two, you must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. You must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Principle number three, you must know and understand the reality of the new creation. You must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Principle number four, you must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Again, you must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Principle number five, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. You must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. And principle number six, the principle that we are currently teaching on is, you must know the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Once again, you must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, when I gave you those six principles, I said you must know and understand. See, there are some things that you can know, but you don't understand it. We want to make sure you know and understand these principles of God so you can walk successfully in every area of your life. Now, Jesus is presently seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. That can be found in Ephesians 1 and 20. Now, there's no scripture evidence in the Bible that I know of, from Genesis to Revelation, that in the last 2,000 years, since Jesus went back to heaven, that he has ever had any need or any use for his name on this earth, because he is seated in heaven. Amen. Now, he left his body on earth, sure. He left the church here on earth, that all the authority in the earth realm, Jesus delegated it to his body, the church. And just in case you didn't know, we are his body, the church. Now, that parallels with the scripture that we read in Luke 10:19. Jesus says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power or the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Remember, we are currently discussing principle number six. We must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the church, the body of Christ, has been left in the earth, and we have the power of authority to use the name of Jesus. That's right. We have the power of authority to use the name of Jesus. We have the legal right given by Jesus himself to use that name. We, the church, the body of Christ, have the authority to use the name. That name of Jesus works for me. I use it. It works for First Lady Dr. Michelle. She uses it. And he said that it will work for you also. If it didn't work for you, then God would be a liar. And we all know that God cannot lie. And he shows no partiality. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for another. Amen? Now turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10. Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 17. Our God is not a respecter of persons. Deuteronomy 10, 17 says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe." All right, please go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7. It says, "So now may the fear of the Lord be on you. Consider and act well, because there is no injustice, partiality, or bribe taken with the Lord our God." Amen. Now go to Acts chapter 10. Acts 10, 34. And this is Peter speaking. He says, "Then Peter began to speak, saying, Truthfully, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Amen. Now go to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "For there is no partiality with God." Amen. Now Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 6. It says, "But of these who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality to anyone." And then finally, in Ephesians 6, 9, it says, "And masters, do the same thing for them, no longer threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality in him." So we went from Old to New Testament, and we've seen through the Word of God that there is no partiality in the name of Jesus. Our Father shows no partiality. So use the name of Jesus. Jesus says, "All authority is given unto me." Then, once he said that, then the cloud came and he took him up to glory to his Father. And he said he was leaving his body, and the body is the church on earth. And he gave all the authority in the earth realm to his body, the church. Amen. We have all the authority in the earth. If you could only grasp that truth, we have that authority, family, to use that name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus told them to go. He says, "Go and teach them to observe all things I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." So Jesus never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us. That's why we don't preach at Kansas City Christian Faith Center. We teach the Word of God. We teach you the principles of God and how to walk successfully in them. God wants you to be more than a conqueror. Amen. Now, there is nothing wrong with preaching, because I like preaching every now and then. But preaching is inspirational and will get people inside the sanctuary so they can receive the teaching to be victorious in every area of their life. See, when those fiery darts come against you, you can point your finger in the face of the devil and say, "Devil, in the name of Jesus, get out of my life. Get out of my house. Take your hands off my family and off my finances and off my job. You have no right to be there. I have the authority in the name of Jesus." Praise the Lord. So if you do that, he would definitely flee from you and flee in a hurry. Amen. That name has the authority, but it would only benefit you when you use it. And most importantly, you got to believe it. You got to believe in that name. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 16 and 19 and 18 and 18, Jesus says this. He says, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." When God sees you doing it on earth, he sees Jesus doing it in heaven. When he sees you binding, Jesus is binding in heaven. When he sees you setting people free and loosing them, he sees them loosed in heaven. Amen. We have that power, family. We have that right. We have the authority given to us by Jesus himself. Learn how to use it and go out and conquer. Listen to me. Go out and conquer instead of being conquered. Amen. Now, please go to Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. Jesus is speaking and he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations or people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to say something about this scripture, because we're talking about knowing and understanding the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. That's what we're talking about. But in this scripture, in Matthew 28, 19, Jesus says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations or people. And then it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, some people are so hung up on their denominations and traditions that they say you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Some say if you are not baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, well, you're not baptized. Well, which one is correct? Which one is correct? But I want you to look at the verse we just read, Matthew 28, 19. And I want you to see something that's visible yet unseen in this verse that I believe that would help us to resolve this problem. It said, baptizing them in the name. It says, baptizing them in the name, N-A-M-E. And that name is singular. That name is singular, or that word name is singular. It didn't say in the names, plural, of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. It said in the name of. So on earth, the name, the word name, singular, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Repeat them. On earth, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or in the name of Jesus, you are still baptized, and God still accepts it. Amen. Because we're dealing with the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. It doesn't matter what name you are baptized into. It's all about the name of Jesus. Amen. See, I was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And only he, God, and only he, God, can tell me that I am not baptized. Amen. So to me, it's a mute point. So whatever name you use, you baptize. Amen. Don't get hung up with all this mumble jumble, because Satan, that's the only thing he wants to do, is start confusion in the body of Christ. Amen. So if you use the name of Jesus, you baptize. If you use the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you baptize. Amen. Now, please go to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 9 through 11. And it says this. It says, therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name. Gave who? Jesus. Gave him the name which is above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and on earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This means that Jesus' name has authority in three worlds. Jesus' name has authority in three worlds. He has authority in the earth realm, in the heavenly realm, and in hell. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now that day is coming, family, but you can start confessing him now. Amen. You can receive Christ as your Savior and begin to confess him now on your own terms. Or you can wait, like so many have, and wait until the angels put their feet on your neck and make you confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Because that's what's going to happen if you don't. Either way, it's going to happen. Amen. That scripture says every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Now, you either do it willingly or unwillingly. But guess what? But you are going to do it whether you like it or not. Amen. That name has authority in the heavens. It has authority in earth. It has authorities under the earth. Under the earth is the heart of the earth where the departed spirits of the wicked dead go, down to what is called Hades. Amen. Now remember, Jesus went down there and used that name and snatched the keys from Satan. Remember? He snatched the keys from Satan, the keys to the gate of hell, to death, hell, and the grave. Thank you, Jesus. Then he proclaimed, after he made a show of Satan, then he proclaimed that all power in heaven and earth is in my hands. Jesus has the keys. Thank you, Father. So we have to understand that name is above every name. There's no other name above it. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. And it says, God, who at various times and in various or diverse ways spoke long ago to the fathers through the prophets. It says, spoke to the fathers through the prophets. Now that's in the Old Testament dispensation. So the prophets were people like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, Hosea, all those men. Verse number 2, has in those last days spoke to us by his son, but he's spoken to us through his son Jesus, who he has appointed heirs of all things and through whom he made the world. He is the brightness of his glory, the express image of himself, and upholds all things by the word of his power. Listen what it says. It says, he is the brightness of his glory, the express image of himself, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Verse number 4. He was made so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. So his name was more excellent than anyone. Amen. That more excellent name is also at your disposal. Praise the Lord. That name has authority over all the powers of Satan, darkness, demons, poverty, sickness, degradation, and anything negative that you can name. Now, you remember the man that was healed, the lame man, the one from the mother's womb? We read how Peter used the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, Peter wasn't praying. Peter was ministering. And he used the authority of the name of Jesus. Well, we have that same authority. Amen. I said, we have that same authority. He who believes in me, the works that I do, you will do also and greater works than these because I go to my Father. Glory to God. So we can do the same works. Amen. Now listen closely to what I'm about to get ready to say, because I want you to listen and see if this kind of transforms to what's going on today in our world today. Please go to the book of Acts chapter 3. Again, that's Acts chapter 3. And let me set the scene for you of what was happening here. Peter, through the power of the name of Jesus, healed the lame man. And all the people were in an uproar and amazed as to what was happening. And the Sanhedrin Council, which is the highest Jewish ecclesiastical body of Judaism at the time, was also there. So Peter was giving a response to everybody who was in an uproar. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for today's service. But let me invite you to join us for every Sunday for our teleconferencing service. You may join us by simply dialing our toll-free number at 605-313-4834. Access code 997-020-PROM. Our services start at 2 o'clock sharp. So please join us. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.